Yeah.
It's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning, Sanbonani, Dumelang Abusheni. Welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Simpela, the most handsome 32-year-old, the most handsome guy in the cheese cop, Muhammad Ali's protege. I roll like a butterfly. I buzz more than a beehive. I definitely buzz with the queen of the beehive, the queen of the house. They have a beautiful, they have a shining, they have a glowing. There are too many adjectives to go through, and unfortunately, or fortunately, so little time. Oshumi, hi.
Hi, Mlu, how are you?
I'm fantastic, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm excited. We are literally steps. Like now we are just moonwalking into 100,000. We're moonwalking now. just moonwalking.
Gliding.
We're just gliding into the 100,000 listens. It's been crazy. It's been crazy. I thought it would take 100 episodes to get to 100,000. I thought that's the math in my head, but the Sunlanders just follow and support and listen and give us feedback. Some it's positive, some it's very interesting. Dare I say? But
to say the very least.
But it's feedback that we appreciate and it feeds all the conversations that we have, and we are not gonna stop you to be highly, highly interactive with us on our social media platforms and our brand new website, which we'll share later on as per usual, as we do on the show. Oshumi, today we're talking about something quite heavy. It's too heavy for me. Ngeke. What are we talking about today?
Trigger warning. Some of you might be triggered by today's episode.
Flashbacks.
Yeah, and not the good kind.
It's flashback. It's flashback all the way. It's flashbacks.
Today we're talking about the one that got away. We all have that one.
Yes.
You know, that ex that left a mark, or not a mark, but a scar that you still haven't healed from, you know. So, hence I say trigger warning. I know a lot of people might be triggered by this.
And all of a sudden they start calling.
And especially because of, you know, the silly month that we're in.
Yeah.
Where everybody now remembers that they're in love, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this month is a reminder to others of what they've lost. So.
Yeah, we're talking about the exes that got away, or dare I say, exes who left a mark in your life, and who some you're still busy with.
Yeah, like you guys are just in this.
You have this very undescribed arrangement.
Toxic situationship.
Yeah. So and we're gonna hear from you later on, because you sent us your lovely voice notes, reminiscing about the exes that you had in your lives. But
okay.
but once again, we definitely part of the conversation. We need to have an expert guide us through this conversation. JP Mualler, resident psychologist, welcome to the Jordan Sex Podcast.
Hello, you too. And Ms. Kimi, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss.
Oh, no. I've got a lot of wine to help me get through it. Don't worry about me, JP.
She's glad.
I'm glad.
Yeah, she's got
Jesus, juice helps.
I love that.
JP, we're here for you.
Yeah, JP, we're talking about the exes that got away. We're talking about exes that you're finding it hard to deal with. Firstly, JP, when do you know that you have somebody who has left a mark, and the mark is still very, very evident in psychological terms? Because we meet a whole lot of people. Some people it's not a serious relationship. Some people then you date, and the relationship ends, and as if nothing happened. But some people then leave a mark, and with the voice notes that we're going to hear from later, one of them shares that it's a person who they didn't think that they were in love with. It's only after they left the relationship
Hot damn.
Then they realize.
Yeah, you realize, damn, this was it.
Yeah. So when do we realize such, JP?
So unfortunately, if a lot of people going through a breakup actually can have all the symptoms of PTSD, but we try to make it a bit more relationship wise and not so much traumatized in the army type of PTSD. We call it relationship PTRS. And some people even go through emotional state, clinical depression. Yeah. And that's a diagnosis of depression because of this adjustment disorder after they went to this breakup. So it happens. A relationship from the basis, it forms the basis of in our lives. Because humans rely so much on our social life and our relationship with us can experience, especially a heavy weight. So even for one relationship like introverts, that really carries a heavy weight for us. So they can destroy your sense of safety, diminish self-confidence and self-worth, and make it difficult to trust yourself again. So the four categories of PTSD will be you re-experience things so you dream about again, you're avoiding social circumstances where you want to be alone, arousal and reactivity, so you don't get aroused anymore or happy anymore, and your cognition and mood, so your thinking and your mood is down the whole time. So you will feel things, Ms. Kumi, like you said, like you miss your ex, even if they were traumatic and toxic to you. Why am I still doing some of the same activity that my ex and I used to do together? No one understands me and why this happens and why I feel like this, because that person was toxic and bad to me. Am I safe? Being alone is harder than I thought. And yes, you're going to have to refine yourself, and you can have symptoms like insomnia, panic, anxiety, restlessness, irritability, and being on the edge the whole time. And a lot of triggers that actually triggers these feelings and these attacks. So definitely there will be these feelings and these thoughts surrounding your breakup.
Now, what happens in the instance where you were the one who was in the wrong and ultimately were the cause of the breakup?
Yeah.
How do you then stop yourself from picking up the phone and calling that person to say, listen, I know I messed up. I want us to give this another try. You know, because they perhaps maybe made it clear that they don't want to be with you anymore. How do you stop yourself from doing that? And from potentially going into a toxic situationship.
Yes, definitely. And that's one of the things, as you said, you shouldn't have a rebound. Don't just go out and try somebody new now because that relationship failed and you feel alone.
But JP,
so definitely don't do rebounds.
But JP, rebounds are so delicious though.
Yeah, trust.
Definitely, but it's for so the wrong reason. But for the wrong reason. And then you're going to harm that person's idea of love as well. And we don't want that because that's toxic to both. So now, because you feel sad and bad, you try to, for a while, just cover it up with someone else temporarily. And then you break their heart. And then you go to someone else. And then the cycle carries on and carries on. And the thing is, even people who said they were happily married, 62% of married folks found in a study, actually went up having an affair with their first love, with their exes, when they reconnected with them on Facebook or on social media. Mm-hmm. So, and even though we can even look at rats, for example. So rats, who are called prone to promiscuity, and they are often primed to revisit their first pleasure-inducing partner. And it seems like we are actually doing the same thing. And the thing is, why this happens, you see, you must forgive yourself for doing the wrong thing and learn from it, gain it as experience and accept you learned this from this relationship, but then move forward. And the thing is, you're going to always want that first love back again. Now, why does this happen? So romantic love triggers the brain's dopamine system, right?
Yep.
So then your natural opiates help you encode the experience, and then oxytocin acts as a glue to help you forge those feelings of closeness, right? And that's what we do in relationship. We want that closeness. Now, this oxytocin unleashes a network of brain activity that amplifies visual cues, odors, and sounds. And that makes you have that your type, you know, people that look like this, people that sound like this. And that's why you want to go back to your first love, because you think that was the best, that was the right one, that was the one for you. People who help you through transformation moments and help you to define you, that is a deeper and stronger connection. So all of these things actually play have a role in you regaining your self-trust. But the thing is, you must know, if you feel paranoid, if you have self-doubt, jumping back into another relationship won't work. Feeling guilty, blaming yourself and say, but I did this wrong. If I just said that, if I just gave them more time. No, a relationship is two people, and you cannot control someone else's thoughts and behavior. You can only control your own thoughts and behavior. So even if you were the best 100% girlfriend or boyfriend for that person, they can still say they're not happy in a relationship and go for someone else. So do not blame yourself, because that's just going to bring yourself down. And we don't want you to be sad. We want you to be happy and thrive and be the best you that you can be.
Okay, JP, so now let's heal, right? So short of me avoiding all the places that I used to go with my ex, short of me not watching the shows that we used to watch together, listen to the music that we used to enjoy together, how do I avoid slipping into that dark hole and maybe even adopting bad habits that might end up being addictive at the end, you know, just so that I can get over this person?
Yes, and that's the thing. You shouldn't avoid it. You shouldn't avoid doing this thing, because you also like that series. You also like that movie. You also like doing that activity, you know. So don't avoid it, but realize and accept this is what happened. And yes, I enjoyed it with that person. But guess what? I can enjoy it by myself as well. And in future, maybe enjoy the same show with someone else. Will it bring back memories? Yes, it will. Will you maybe dream about that person? Yes, you maybe will. But you accept that what happened is in the past. And yes, it was love and it was good for that moment. But we're not living in the past. We're living in the here and now. So we accept it and we work from here. So what can we do? You can go to therapy to help you with this self-blame and guilt that you have for blaming yourself. To process the feelings of anger and fear. To help you with the depression symptoms. To help you with your trust issues again on your new relationship that you're going to form. But also, form social support. So get friends to help you through this time. Caring for yourself. Invest in yourself and your health and what makes you happy. Give yourself a purpose and find your purpose again. Because that person is gone, define yourself. Redefine yourself. Work on improving your self-esteem. Create goals for yourself. Avoid social media, because people just post on there what they want people to see. The rosy, gloomy, happy days, not the sad and bad. Avoid your ex if possible. But if you see them, accept, hey, what we had was good in the past. Yes, things changed, so I accept it and move forward. And that's easier said than done, I know, but it is possible. Set thought boundaries. Yes, 30 minutes a day, you cry about it, you think about it, and you're sad. But then you pick yourself up. It is in the past. What do we do now? From here now, how do I move forward? Even if it's 1 second at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 step at a time, you will conquer this mountain. Meditate. Think about happy things. Think about your happy place. And exercise. Replace that with happy thoughts, with good things.
JP, I think we offered a free council session. Just listening to that. It's just free.
Yeah, man.
It's free.
Free therapy.
Free
right
therapy
there.
Right here. Free therapy. JP, we can talk to you forever. We've got voice notes that we've lined up. But once again, JP, a big thank you to you. Powerful, powerful insights once again. And we hope that we will continue to heal the nation one relationship and one cup and one pair. Dare I say pair, because now we've got...
We've got throuples now.
Throuples,
so,
and,
yeah.
And but what? Yeah, let's say one relationship at a time.
Yeah, I think that's safe.
Awesome. I agree, and I want to leave you I want to leave you guys with this quote from Mark Manson. He said, relationships don't end because two people did something wrong to each other. They end because two people are something wrong for each other. So maybe that wasn't meant to be. But maybe you will find you're meant to be again.
You will share our social media platform. We will get JP to just share that quote again. But once again, JP, powerful way to end the conversation. Thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys, for the opportunity.
Thank you, JP. Bye. Yo. Talk about bars.
I know, right?
Talk about bars.
I know.
Talk about bars. As we load our voice notes. Did you like me have a flashback?
Yes and no. Yes, in that it reminded me of what I went through, and no, because I what JP was saying, I agree with him.
Yeah,
I agree with everything that he said, because you really need to face what happened and what you're going through.
Yep.
You know, and the reason I asked about, you know, not wanting to go to the places that you used to go with your ex is because it's, you can't avoid it forever. Do you understand? That means then you're not living your life fully and openly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you're meant to. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So you need to, it's hard and it's painful, but you need to face it.
It's got
to
be done.
Yeah. It's, and trust, it's not going to break you.
Yeah. Well, if it does, it's fine. It's part of the process, right?
And by break, I mean, it's, you're going to feel like, you know, you don't want to live anymore and you can't breathe and. But it's not going to break you completely. And even if you do feel broken, there are ways you can get help.
And let's try. And
there are places you can reach out to for help.
I loved what he said when you spoke about rebounds. We got a couple of voice notes that we're going to be playing.
Rebounds are delicious.
No, yeah, they are delicious, but they are breeding grounds for toxic.
Definitely.
Because now you scar everybody else because you are scarred.
Yeah.
And you're not helping. In fact, you're just causing even more damage in the process.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, let's hear from you guys. Let's hear from you. Exes that you are struggling to get over, the one that you are will never ever
still
forget.
Still pining after.
You know, let's hear from you. Oh, technology! Come on.
yeah, CJ, because I come to Mnandi who under Balima.
Oh,
who come to him from the two man? I think I echo.
Oh, okay, I get come to him from the
oh, no, like wow.
Then with, the exes that left a mark in my life, boy.
The background music, man.
Yeah.
Church.
Like one, literally. She's doing us a church. The reason she left a mark was the fact how she was changing how I was. Like you say, I was leaving guys. And you know, all these things that bad. Like, Fetuberang chica. And I don't know. I think I like the fact that she used to cheek on me. Like if I'd go smoke, like before seeing her. Like with fire, so she left like a pretty like big mark on me. The other one was the fact that like big old mama was in cleaning, like she'd cook for the nigga, you know, she'd do all those types of things, like that, you know, warm, loving feel that you get. Yeah. Then my other ex was just a freaky freak. Well, she was a freak. Like she left a mark on me like she was a freak. Yeah, dog, we do the most craziest things. Yeah, so like those are the three exes that left like a huge mark on me.
I love that he has a bouquet of exes that just made him a better man.
Shout out to Amazayoni Kala.
Yeah.
Lalel. I think that church was like, let me confess. Right? Let me confess. This is where I fully agree. I think every guy, heterosexual guy, if you reminisce about the ex that left a mark, it must be because now chica. In fact, you know, when we find a female who, I won't say cheeking, but who helps align. Because guys,
I always thought that was weird, but I'm now starting to see that it's a thing. Because yeah. I have an ex, who, after we broke up, we were friendly, you know, and whenever we talked, he'd be on some kupa unchike.
Yep.
I messaged her unchike, and I'm thinking, but there's nothing for me to chica you about right now. I'm not just going to randomly go. And I had a good chica. It wasn't for sport. It was because I genuinely felt you did something wrong. Perhaps. And I was calling you out for it. Do you understand? So I wasn't doing it for sport.
Yeah.
So, and when he used to say that, I found it so weird. But now that you are saying it and, you know,
the guy
on the voice notes say, I'm now beginning to realize it's a thing.
Guys need aligning, guys. We're like children.
Yeah.
And we might not say it at the time.
Yeah.
But we appreciate it.
But that's also the thing, that when Reuchikiwa in that moment, you act as if I'm the one who's in the wrong. Although I'm just trying to call you out for what you did.
But you see, you never know what you have until you lose it. When you then lose it, then you start realizing, but no one, I mean, I put my jacket there. No one is there to tell me.
Yeah.
Put the toilet seat down!
Oh, don't get me started on the toilet seat.
You understand?
Oh, we could be here all day.
You know, so it's one of those things. But also, he said, there must be that someone who used to beke, fry my chips everywhere, anytime. Everywhere, anytime is tea time.
Adina Howard is literally playing in my head right now. Like Adina, like is literally playing in my head. Oh my word!
Okay, let's hear a couple more voice notes.
With this certain ex, all my exes left a mark. But anyway, with this specific ex, firstly, I wasn't into him. We were like childhood friends. Wasn't into him, and he tried by all means. Like, he was really nice, and so we started dating. Then he changed, and then suddenly, simultaneously, so 5 months into the relationship, he has a 2-month-old baby. Whoa! You've been asking me out for almost 2 years. What's going on? And then with everything happening, then he decides he's going to drift away from me because he's going through stuff, and that's in quotes. And then when I ask him what's wrong, he's like, we're not married.
Issue.
After that, I was like, I'm done with men. What the hell? Excuse you? What? So it's the fact that I had to learn to love him, and then after that, it turned out so terribly. I don't want to go into details because I'm going to get mad, honestly. But yeah. Ew. I don't want to say men are trash because all humans are, but anyway, I'm done.
We'll come back to it. Can we come back to it?
I have this certain ex, and we... Okay, he left a mark on me because we were together on and off for 7 years. For good 7 years, he was my first love. And yeah, I guess I can't get over them because he taught me what true intentional love was. Like, one thing about him, he always showed me how much he loved me, despite all the nonsense he did for us to break up. But one thing I could vouch and state, he taught me pure genuine love.
You know what?
Oh, that's so beautiful.
You know what, guys? I used to think, you know, people, I think they joke about this quote on social media, and at some point we are going to have to deal with it properly. So when people talk about we are broken people, we're happy beings with broken, broken people, unhappy pictures, happy pictures, something to that effect. Mm. The previous voice note, it's, I really hope she gets help. There's serious unresolved issues, clearly. And she's walking around with a lot of anger. Mm-hmm. And it's not healthy. If you are still, I don't know your age, but it sounds like you're still young. Mm. You still have a lot more to explore in this world.
Yeah.
And you're still going to meet Luz and every other guy or girl, depending on what you prefer. It's important that you do not carry that nasty, old habits of the guy that did whatever he did wrong on you. I really hope so. I really hope you do get help. I really do.
Anybody who knows me knows what But in the same breath, hi, girlies, leave men at your earliest convenience.
Yes.
Jang bashimaning at your earliest convenience. Because do check my 666. Batlogo heta. But if you shakar wa gafa, you're gonna feel like you're losing your damn natural mind.
Yeah.
You know. And it's, sometimes it's got nothing to do with you. It's because he's going through a lot.
Yeah.
You know, hurt people, broken people break people.
Yeah.
Damage people. Do you understand? This person, because of what he's going through, he's gonna project and he's gonna hurt you. He's gonna do something real bad to you.
Yeah.
You know. So I'm really sorry that she went through what she went through. But while she was speaking, you saw I was making faces because I was like, what in the heartbreak is going on here? You know? Mm. And it made me think, really, at your earliest convenience, leave men alone.
Yeah.
Some men are not nice people.
Mm.
You know? And in the same, also, the next voice note reminded us that not all men are trash.
Yeah.
Because she was talking about she was on and off with this guy for 7 years. Mm. And, you know, he showed her what love, she called it unconditional love
is.
Yeah, so that goes to show that not all men are trash. Not all men get my 666. You know, there are really good men out there. Unfortunately, and this happens to most of us, along the way, you're going to meet bad men. Mm. And these bad men are going to prepare you for the good ones.
Yeah, and don't, yeah, and be careful not to shut the good ones out.
Yes, because you've had bad experiences. If you've had a bad experience, give yourself time to heal. We were talking about healing earlier with JP. Give yourself time to heal. Go through it. Heal. Be angry. Be hurt. Mm. You know, go through it and then heal. Once you've healed, trust me, you're going to recognize a good man when you see him.
Exactly.
And you're going to appreciate him.
And I think.
And he's going to appreciate you too,
and
baby.
I think. As we wrap up, it's important. I hate people who will demonize and belittle people who decide to be single. I really do. And because you don't know why the person got to that choice.
And you know, can I say something? And I'm not trying to start a gender war here, but from my personal experience, I'm not talking about, like, in general terms. I'm talking about my personal experience. The minute men hear that I'm single, they ask why.
Exactly.
And they assume all kinds of things.
Yeah,
that maybe I'm difficult. Maybe I'm too independent for my own good. And they assume the fault is with me, which is why men are not approaching me.
Yeah.
What they don't realize is men are approaching me, but I've decided.
Pause.
I guess shut up for now.
Pause.
You know, I don't want to date. When I'm ready, yes, I'll attend one by one. Mm. You know, but for now, no. So I agree with you when you say
we need to get
demonize people for
no, because people go through the most.
Yeah.
The most. And again, even though the second voice note was beautiful.
Oh, I know. That was so it was, beautiful and so
But retro, in my head, man. I'm thinking, that person took you to a dance for 7 years, back and forth. Where could you have been in that 7 years?
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. But anyway, yeah.
You understand?
I see your point, though, yeah.
You understand? We comfortable with my pastor would say, you understand, be careful of your Damascus. Be careful of where you are comfortable. We are not meant to be uncomfortable, right? Because you become so comfortable in the place of discomfort. Because there is that comfort that comes once in a, you understand? And females, I want to hammer this very, very hard to you. The minute we live in a gender-based violence society now. Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly. Mental, I always say the physical abuse is sad, but it's apparent. There is nothing more demeaning than mental and emotional abuse. It hurts more because you've got this person psychologically who's messing with you every single time. And the guy could show them that they love them. And I can bet it was through material stuff. Buy me this. You know, I can bet, maybe I could be wrong, but I can bet. And hence I'm saying, guys, there's more to relationships than money. There's more to relationships than affection. And I'm talking physical affection and materialistic affection. There's more to relationships than sex.
You know, going back to that whole 7 year thing, yeah? I know the girlies love to say, you know, we're not like our mothers, we're not like our grandmothers, we shouldn't begazela anymore. And I disagree with them. If you feel like begazeling, hamtasekhaya begazela. If you truly believe you can handle that mountain, climb it, baby. Climb it. It's your mountain to climb. It's your journey. Do you understand?
Mm.
We, as your friends, we, as your family, we, as a society, we do not understand why you're staying in that relationship. Mm. Because we do not know what you're getting from it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And it might not, I'm not even talking about financial gain. I'm not talking about financial gain.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know what you're getting out of that relationship. And if you feel that you're strong enough to begazela, hamtasekhaya begazela.
Begazela.
Yeah.
But you know, the scary thing, as we conclude, the begazeling of the old and the begazeling of the new is not the same.
It's not the same. But I also agree with you when you see red flags and they do not.
The exits.
They do not align with what you.
You had.
With what you want.
I've got a family of females raising young ones now, young females in this context, social context. And I keep telling them, it's in how they hold you. The minute becomes uncomfortable. No.
But also another thing that I want us to get to this point as a society where to say, the formula will not work for everybody.
Yeah.
The formula will not. And I'm living proof of that. Mm. The formula will not work for everybody.
Yeah.
You will try to solve for X, but we will not come to the same answer.
It's okay.
Yeah. Or we will come to the same answer, but it'll take me longer to get to the answer than it'll take somebody else. Mm. You know. So if you see red flags, we all have checklist to say, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that, I want that. You know, and if within those, this man, like, but still, you know, there's that, I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
you know, it tells you, that voice in your head tells you, man, it is man mo. Walk away, baby girl.
Hence I'm saying, guys.
Walk away, because it's not going to end well.
No. Guys, I don't know if, in South Africa, One in three women die every 4 hours.
Yeah.
Let me let that sink.
Exes make a mark, but they should not.
Yeah, let me, you understand? This begezeling thing. Be careful, ungabegezelu phume so we casket. Or now, that's even decent. That's decent. Nowadays, you, like, God rest, the pules of this world, you become a casket somewhere in the dingiest of places.
Listen, because, don't get me wrong. When I was talking about begezeling, I wasn't talking about domestic abuse. If you can't stand for that nonsense, don't begezele, walk away.
Yeah, because, trust. No, because hence I'm saying.
Walk away. No, yeah, don't begezele.
You know, because what we learn, guys, we're going to conclude. What we learn. This becomes a pattern, right? Because these things, they are connecting the dots, right? They become this, they become toxic, they become, hence I said even earlier, the physical abuse is painful, but at least it's apparent. Then there's the mental one. Then there's the psychological one. Then there's the emotional one. You understand? And you could sit like her for 7 years. In and out of that, somebody switching on and off your emotions because they know what works and they know who, or if in order for me to, that's manipulation. It's not love. It's manipulation. When they know, if khumi mangfuna ukuthi ngimjabulise khumi, I just need to do this. And as guys I know, heterosexual guys, we are often guilty of that. You get people who are very manipulative as men. Guys, all I was saying with this episode, it's just to say, when you are flashbacking, I hope it's for the good memories that you have.
You know, speaking of flashbacking, I just flashback to a moment in my life where I begezeled. I begezeled for 4 years, ne?
Uh-huh.
Yo, this man slept with me and everybody else. Like Nelly Community Outreach Program, Narana Community Outreach Program. You know, Nelly social worker, now worker everybody in the society, you know. And I stayed with this man for 4 years. I knew he was cheating. I've caught him a few times. And I stayed with him for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what my breaking point was?
Yeah.
He stood me up on my birthday.
Yeah, you see?
That's when I was like,
You've gone too far.
I can forgive. But how dare you? Not my birthday.
Exactly.
You know, that was my breaking point. So with begezeling, we all have...
our threshold.
Yes, thresholds. We all have breaking points. There's going to be something that he's going to do and you'll be like...
no ways.
No. No. You know. Do not begezela physical abuse. Yeah. That I do not condone. Do not. If you find the strength to walk away
quick, as fast.
Soon as possible. Do not even look back, baby girl. Don't look back. But if there's no physical abuse, if there's no abuse of any kind for that matter in that relationship, and you feel you have the strength to begezela for whatever reason you want to, I do it. And like she said, they were on and off for 7 years. And in that 7 years, he showed her unconditional love. Come on, Lena wouldn't go on Vala.
Okay.
Hey, Lena would stay. If for 7 years, this person, whether we are on or we understand that.
I see.
That is a mark, my nigga. That is a mark right there, you know. So I think to some extent.
I see.
I get her.
I get.
Yeah.
I get that. Maybe it's because. We come from a very different school of thought.
We do.
You cannot dance around for even 3 years with someone without showing intent. You know?
Well, it is good to finally hear a man say
right?
that.
You can't dance for 3-4 years without showing intent. Hi guys,
it's refreshing to hear a man say that.
No, because then you know what. Then we had episodes of Fat and Set. Then we have all of these nasty things. And as I said, these things are breeding grounds for all these gender-based violence. They're breeding grounds because now you're comfortable with this human being. You're comfortable. Everything is right. But we will faff forever. But once again, a big thank you to all the voice notes. JP, thank you for your amazing insights. Guys, this episode was just to say, let's think back of the beautiful moments.
And we did warn you that it was triggering.
It's going to trigger. It triggered
us. We were triggered. We were hella triggered.
Let's trigger you into our social media platforms. Khumi, where can people be triggered on our social media platforms?
They can still find us on Facebook, Daily Sun. They can tweet us at Daily Sun SA,
mm-hmm.
or find us at www.dailysun.co.za.
It's /Mjolo, and you can get to see this and many, many more episodes. Big thank you to everyone. Everybody, guys, get condomized, get vaccinated, do whatever it needs. Dala, whatever you must to ensure that you are safe. But thank you to everybody. But once again, for me, Mlungisi Simpela, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator, most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still going to see Abby, and still without a cool outro.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop, shop.